Speaking in Southwest Atlanta, Sebelia stressed March 31st will be the final deadline to enroll this year in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. She said despite previous extensions, this year's open enrollment period will not continue past that date.
That's the end of a six-month open enrollment period, and we really need to just get people to pay attention to the fact that they've got three more weeks.
Sebelius appeared with two Democrats, Fulton County Chairman John Eves and Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson, to raise awareness about the law. Eves said 139,000 Metro Atlantans have signed up for coverage. That's out of an estimated 800,000 eligible area residents.
We are very happy with the amount of people who are coming forward, but still about 19% of the folks in the state of Georgia, as well as the metro area, are uninsured. So we still have a ways to go.
The event comes days after two controversial state bills regarding the Affordable Care Act passed the House and headed to the Senate. One would prohibit state and local governments and agencies from spending funds attached to the health law. The other would give final say on expanding Medicaid to the state legislature rather than Governor Nathan Deal. Sebelius said the state is losing $9.2 million in federal funding every day by not expanding Medicaid.
It's not free to do nothing, because people are still coming through the doors of emergency rooms. People are still missing days on their work sites, not able to take care of their kids, living sicker and dying younger. And in the meantime, taxpayers are picking up that cost.
Deal has said the state can't afford to expand Medicaid, even though the federal government will cover the majority of the costs. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.